Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Scott Spears, along with you Monday, September the 14th, 2020, 15 minutes past the hour, exactly 15 minutes past the hour. And what an interesting first hour we had. Starve, oh man, I had to write it down because I'll never remember it. Starve a fever, feed a cold. Okay, now remember, this is not important at all. But it is starve a fever, feed a cold. It doesn't work, but starve a cold, no. See? And I started it wrong. It's ingrained in my brain the wrong way. It is not starve a cold, feed a fever. It's starve a fever, feed a cold. But again, doesn't matter, so who cares? Now, if you want to know the song about the months of the year, we also have that now, too. 30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31 except February, which has 28 and in leap year has 29. And of course, that's February, not February. Although, we've all broken down now, and we all say February, so that's just the way it goes. All right, we had calls all through the first hour. If anybody wants to comment on anything that was said during the first hour, or anything else, feel free. Phone lines are going to be open this hour as well. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we'll put you up on the air. Now, a few things that I do want to mention here. I wanted to mention this one because I think it's important, and I was going to mention it last, when did this happen? I think it happened last Wednesday, and for some reason I did not get it in Thursday or Friday morning, but I'm going to make sure that I get it in this morning, is that last Wednesday I had the chance to go out and visit with Jeannie Evers, Charlie's widow. And I just wanted to report that she's doing well. We talked. She said she still has her moments, which, of course, you would after the passing of a spouse. But she listens, and I know she's out there listening well now, so and listening well as well. So we say thank you to Jeannie for listening, and it was great visiting with Jeannie. And I have to get out there because Jeannie has some things that we are going to bring here to the radio station. And that's going to be a lot of fun, and certainly in honor of Charlie. So we'll have to do that very soon and get that together. So, Jeannie, I'm glad you're out there listening, and I know the listening audience wanted to know how you were doing, and I'm glad we could get together. And you know what was funny? It was the first time that Jeannie and I and one of her daughters last week, we all got together, and it... I think was the first time since Charlie passed away, and we had a really good time. We just had a really fun conversation, so that was fun. So I just wanted to give that report, which I did not give last week, but I'm glad we were able to give now. So she's doing well, and for the most part, I understand, always out there listening to the program, so we thank her for that. Thank you, Jeannie. And when we get a chance to bring those things here to the studio, I'll report on those, which will be interesting, I know, to a lot of people. We'll keep that as a surprise for now, but that's coming up in the future. Now, something else I want... Okay, here we go. This is great. Now, normally, you know, I like to do my little stories about pop. Soda pop, large diet, fountain drink, soda pop here in the morning. Now, this is a more convoluted tale than normal. Here's how it goes. Okay, and I appreciate, I think these are listeners who are sending me messages. I would imagine they're listeners. But what happened was, one of our listeners was, Karen, one of our listeners, Karen, was over at the place that I go and get my drinks on Saturday. And apparently, around Saturday at 5:30, the pop machine was broken. So, they sent me the message because they know all the trials and tribulations that I have with the pop machine at this particular place. So, they sent me a message, which I appreciated, on Saturday, letting me know what was going on, and I appreciated that. And, you know, it's just what it is at this point. But it made me nervous because I thought, here on Monday morning, I'm going to go through that line again, and I'm going to take the time waiting through that line, and I'm going to get up to the front of that line, and the machine's going to be broken, and there's going to be nothing there, and then it's going to be nothing but trouble. Well, here's what happened. Yesterday, somebody who I had told this to, that the pop machine was broken, went there yesterday. I think they were just going there to get some beverages themselves, but they went there and the pop machine was still broken. So now I'm thinking there really is trouble, that there's no way this pop machine's going to be working this morning. It's going to be a disaster. This is going to be horrible. What a way to start the week. This is not going to be good. Well, I just decided this morning I was not going to go at all, because my theory on the whole thing was that it's going to be broken, it's going to be a waste of time, why even worry about it, and just go on to the radio station here, which is what I did this morning. Which, by the way, the road construction on Route 95 is done now, so you can get through that without any trouble. I was going to mention that last week as well, but no problem. All new blacktop there on 95. So I'm going down 95, coming to the station here this morning, with no pop, and I pull into the parking lot, and I see a familiar car, and the person jumps out of the familiar car, and what do they have? They have a diet soda from one of the other locations of this business to give to me this morning. And we had a nice little conversation in the parking lot this morning. So how cool is that? Now, the reason I bring this up is because most people would not do that. And I think I brought this up last week. I think I'm having great luck in regard to this. Because last week we had a day where the pop machine was broken or down or whatever the issue was, and I ended up going to the gas station here on Center Street, and it just doesn't taste the same. And I pulled into the parking lot here, and there was a pop. It was serendipitous. Well, this morning, very much the same thing. This person knew that the pop machine was broken. I had talked to them over the weekend. They knew that the pop machine was broken. And this morning went out of their way to, because I don't know that they got anything for themselves. They might have. But they went out of their way. They got a pop. They brought it here to the parking lot, waited for me, gave it to me this morning, and there you go. Now see, those are the type of people you want in your corner. You immediately become my friend when you do stuff like that. Now, I'm not saying that you have to buy my friendship, but I'm saying that, you know, that's a big thing. And now it's happened twice. So now, see, here's the problem. Now I'm thinking it's going to be a regular thing. Now, I don't know if it'll be a regular thing, but it feels like it's turning into a regular thing, because the first time it happened was last Wednesday, I think. And now it has happened on Monday. And Mondays aren't fun. Mondays are a slow day for people. You know, they're moving slow. Monday can be a tough day. But this person, on a Monday, went right out of their way and did what they had to do. How cool are they? So I appreciate that. And I only have a beverage, which means I'm probably much happier than I would have been because of this person. Now, do you in the listening audience have friends like this? Do you have friends who would go out of the way to do things like this for you? Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I also feel bad because I feel like I should do something for this person. Now, I have an idea of what I'm going to do. I'm not going to say it because I don't want it to get out. But I do have an idea of something I'm going to do for this person, and I think it'll go over okay. I have a feeling it might go over okay. You know, it's not one of those situations where it's not one of those situations where I think I have to worry that it's going to be bad. So there you go. Well, I'm getting the Facebook messages now that apparently we have a listener out there this morning who does have a friend like that. They have one friend like that. And apparently the other friend is not that good. And they're referring to me as the other friend, that I would not bring them a beverage if they wanted one, which is not true. I would. If I thought they were in dire straits, I would be there in a second. And they know it. But, okay, now here's, let's get to this. I want to do a plug because I don't want time to get away from me before we get to this second subject here this morning. Okay, now, today at 10 o'clock this morning is going to be mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp. Now, normally on this mid-morning coffee break show, you hear Dr. Ron Fineman, and it's primarily a political show. They talk politics of the day. But today, there's a change up. Now, I don't know what brought the change up, but this morning, did you ever listen to WNCI? This would have been in the 90s, I think, pretty much. Patrick. Patrick was a big personality at WNCI in Columbus, and he's been on this station before. Well, apparently, he's going to be Adam's guest this morning from 10 until 11. And so tune into that. So it won't be Dr. Fineman this morning from 10 until 11. Mid-morning coffee break will be Patrick Moroniak from 10:10 until 11 a.m. But I think Adam had to feed him to get him on the show. I think that's what Patrick charged. I don't know. I wasn't involved in that situation. But it should be an interesting show for sure to hear Patrick and Adam this morning from 10:10 until 11 a.m. So for all of you who normally listen to Adam's mid-morning coffee break, it'll be a little different this morning. And don't forget Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and the Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. And I believe Mike has Tim Maseko on, who has written some books about losing a child. So that's going to be a good show to hear today from 5:10 to 6 p.m., Mike Wilson Show. All the shows here are good to hear. Now, okay, back to, because this is a little bit of a long and drawn-out story. And by the way, phone lines are open 27 and a half minutes past the hour if you'd like to call in about anything. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to drop in on this conversation at any time. All right, let's see what we have here. Okay, I'm trying to think of how I want to tell this story, because it happens in two parts. Okay, here's how I'm going to do it. Saturday night, I have been doing for quite a while now a Facebook Live, because it's my understanding that these Facebook Lives go over very well, and I enjoy them because it's instant communication with the Facebook audience. And also, by the way, we've been doing podcasts. The Man with the Golden Voice, the Golden Voice Podcast, is up on YouTube. If you want to go there, just go to YouTube and search Golden Voice Podcast, and you'll get Ted Williams' podcast. We have two episodes of that on there. And then we have other podcasts like the Paper Rings Podcast, although those have never been promoted. I'm not going to get into that whole thing right now. But if you want to listen to episodes 9 and 10 of the Paper Rings Podcast with Michelle and Abby, those are also online. And they're interesting, but they never were promoted. So I don't know that people know that they're there. They're like the ghost episodes. So they are online. If you go to YouTube and you search Paper Rings Podcast, they're there. They've been there for like a month now. Well, episode 10 has been there for like a month. Episode 9 has probably been there like 3 or 4 months. But they're there. You can listen to them. We never really promoted them, but if you want to go listen to them, go listen to them. They certainly are worth listening to. And then we also have the Thunderbolt Patterson podcast. I believe there are two episodes of that up online as well. So just youtube.com, search Thunderbolt Patterson, or search Golden Voice Podcast or search Paper Rings Podcast, and you'll get all this information. All right. That being said, let's move on to the story that I want to tell here this morning. Here's what it is. Saturday night, I'm getting ready to do my Facebook Live. Now, I had been out pretty much all of the day Saturday. I had went to the store Saturday and bought some things, been with some people, went out to dinner on Saturday night. I had a whole episode. Remind me at some time to tell you what happened Saturday night when I was getting dinner. That's a little bit of an interesting story. So, I'm getting ready to do the Facebook Live. And as I say, you can get instant messages from people when you're doing the Facebook Live. So, I start to do the Facebook Live on Saturday night a little after 9 o'clock, a little later than normal, because I had gotten home a little later than normal. So I'm doing it, and we're not really talking about anything in particular. You know, it's just kind of freewheeling, stream-of-thought conversation. So I'm having this conversation, and all of a sudden, somebody pops up and sends me a message. And basically the message was just hello. And so I knew they were watching. And then, almost instantaneously, I get a message from this person's friend, my friend of mine too, I say we're all friends, this person's friend who says they're watching too. Now, this rarely ever happens, certainly on a Saturday night. I might hear from one of them, but certainly not both of them instantaneous like this on a Facebook Live. So, one of them at this point says, I want to send you a photo message. Now, I have no idea what a photo message is. I'm guessing it's a message that's a photo. But this person did not know how to send the photo message. So they're trying to send the photo message, and I have no idea what it is. So here comes the photo message through a private message on Facebook. Now, this was not happening during the public Facebook Live. So here come... Oh, well, hold on. I've just gotten a message that I'm saying them. I'll say their names. You know, I just did not... Because I'm going to get a little extra here in a second with this. And I don't want to... You know, I didn't want to name names because I'm going to get a little extra, but here it is. It was Michelle said hello, and then Abby jumped in. And Abby is the one who's saying that I'm going to send you a Facebook message, a picture message. So she finally figures out how to send this picture message, and it comes to me in a private message while I'm doing the Facebook Live. And the private message says, well, it's a picture. It's a picture of Michelle and Abby together. Now, at the time, I'm thinking, is this right now? Is this like a picture that was taken in the past? I don't understand. Well, then, as the conversation is going on while I'm doing the Facebook Live, now the whole Facebook Live turns into this, because now I'm thinking, well, what's going on here? What is the significance of this picture? Now, what I learn is that the two of them, it was a live shot. They had gotten together on Saturday night, you know, to have a little, I don't know, get-together party. Who knows? Who knows how long they'd been together at that point? I don't know. It was like 9:30 when this is all going down. So this little party's going on. Now, here's what occurred to me in the first place. Well, let me say this. So I start asking them, hey, what's going on? Is there some kind of party tonight? Was there a get-together? Did some tragedy happen? What happened? What's going on? Why is everybody together on a Saturday night? And what I learn is that apparently there was no tragedy. Apparently there was no planning and maybe no party. They had just gotten together. Now, I don't really know if that's true or not. The jury's out on if that's true or not. But they were together. So, we're having this conversation during the Facebook Live, and at this point, Abby decides she's going to give me a pity invite, because I say, oh, you decided to have a party without me. Apparently, I'm the third wheel now. Now, here's how I know it was a pity invite. And just for future reference, if you're ever invited to anything, here's how you know what a pity invite is versus a real I want you there invite. Here is what the pity invite is. It was only because now you know we have gotten together, and only because you're saying, why didn't we invite you, we're going to invite you. That was a pity invite. And I knew immediately it was a pity invite. And I thought, well, there's no way that I'm showing up now, because they don't really want me there. If they had wanted me there, they would have invited me when they got together. And even if it was spontaneous, even if it was a spontaneous get-together, they would have, oh, hey, you know what? We're spontaneously getting together. Let's see what Scott's doing. And, you know, they would have said, hey, let's call him up. Let's send him a message. Let's see if he's doing anything. Maybe he's not doing anything, and he'll come over as well. Didn't do that. But you know what? I understand it, because maybe they had something personal to talk about. So even though it was a pity invite, I'm okay with that. But even spontaneous get-togethers, you know, wouldn't you think about this? If you were having a party and you got together spontaneous, or even a get-together, wouldn't one of the two said, oh, you know what? We haven't seen our friend Scott in a while. We need to see what he's doing. Let's send him a message. Well, that didn't happen. But it's okay. I don't have a problem with that. This story gets a little deeper. We're not at the end yet. So here's what happens. Now listen close, because I'm going to ask your opinion on this in a second. Now, we have one time we got together at Abby's house. But other than that, the three of us have never gotten together at anybody's house. Now, we've gotten together here at the radio station. We've gotten together at the school. We've gotten together at restaurants. You know, we've done that. But as far as people's houses go, we only have gotten together one time at Abby's house. Now, the two of them might have gotten together like 2,700 times without me at people's houses, but I've only been invited one time. So, meeting at somebody's house is not a thing that we particularly do. I don't know why. Maybe we're just early in the friendship. So, during this Facebook Live conversation, they say, we're going to come to your house. Now, I know that this is not happening. Because, once again, if they were interested in what I was doing on Saturday night, they would have reached out to me. So I know they're not coming over. Well, here's what happened. During the course of this, I say, I know you're not coming over. I know you're not, you know, going to... They said they were going to crash my Facebook Live, which actually, that would have been very interesting. Because can you imagine the two of them walking in, for all of you who watch the Facebook Live, walking in and sticking their faces, in the camera? That would have been fascinating. But, you know, this is what they're going to do. They're going to come crash the Facebook Live. They're going to do this, whatever. And I know it's not happening. So at this point, they're trying to tell me where I live, because I've never told them where I live. There's been no reason to do that. And I said, you're not going to come over. I know you're kidding around. So, well, actually, there was another reason I knew they weren't coming over, but I'm not going to mention that on the radio. So we're having this conversation, and at this point, Abby, who is extremely, extremely competitive, which we've been through before, says, are you challenging me to find your house? Now, I don't know that this was necessarily a challenge, but I didn't think she could find it. Because frankly, at that point, I did not know what state of mind she was in, and what they were doing anyway. So, like, 10 minutes passes, and the Facebook Live ends, and I hear, like, a car running outside. And I'm thinking, uh-oh, something is going on here. So I go to the window, because, you know, you don't want to open up the door, because somebody, you know, might blow you away if it's not them. So I go to the window, and there's nobody out there. So I'm thinking, what is this? Nobody's here. Well, then I go back to the messenger, and I'm getting, well, we were just, why didn't you come out and say hello? You hate us, so on and so forth. And I said, no, I don't hate you, but you're not here. You're not here. And then I see a picture of my house. They snapped a picture of my house like they were buying realty. And they send it to me to prove that they were at my house. Now, I wasn't disproving that they were at my house. I'm just saying they're not there now. Now, they knew I was there because I just got done doing the Facebook Live. So apparently they just pulled up to prove that they could find my house and ran off into the night. This is my Saturday night, folks, by the way. This is what I do on Saturday night. Okay. Then, they come back because I say, I'm outside now. Where are you? What's going on? So they end up coming back and sitting in the driveway, and we end up having a nice little conversation to a certain degree. But here's the point of this. And they were so nice when they pulled up in the parking lot. They were so, oh, how have you been? We found your house, blah, blah, blah. Now, to me, I said, this is uncomfortable. Now, to me, it was uncomfortable because, you know, the unannounced drop-by is never good. Because you never know what you're in the middle of when somebody is going to drop by. You know, you might be filing papers. You might be in the middle of something. The unannounced drop-by is never good. And when people know where you live, then they might unannounced drop by. You never know. So it's a little uncomfortable that they know where I live. So after they had left, here's what I had qualified this in my mind as. I had qualified this in my mind as this was kind of like a stalker situation. Now, obviously, I see them in person, so it's not like they're out to kill me. Not that all stalkers are out to kill people, but I felt that it was like a stalker situation because they came rooting out to find where I live at like 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, like 10:30. So this was my Saturday night. Now, does anybody think anything interesting of this? Because I found this to be very strange. Now, apparently, I was sweating and fidgeting during this visit. Now, I'm not really sure what sweating and fidgeting is. Well, I know what sweating is. But apparently, I was fidgety. I could have been fidgety. There's no doubt about it. Now, here's what I'm getting at this particular point. That the visit was not positive. No, the visit turned out to be positive. Once they were there, I was perfectly fine with it. We had a nice conversation. It was like normal, perfectly fine. No problems there at all. It was a positive visit. But this person says they love random visits. Abby says they love random visits. There are not going to be any random visits because it's kind of like the party that they were having on Saturday night, or the random get-together, or however you'd like to qualify it. They didn't invite me, which once again, I understand. I understand sometimes when you have these little groups that there's a faction in the group that is maybe more connected than, you know, you end up being the third wheel. I'm the third wheel of this group. So I get that. I don't have a problem with that. But I don't think there are going to be random visits, I guess is, what? Apparently I was fixing my shirt, 12 million times. Okay. So I was fidgeting with my shirt, I guess. Apparently I had the fidgets on, Saturday night. It wasn't because of them. I might have just been fidgeting because it was hot. Because I certainly don't get nervous around them. But now they're saying I don't have a phone number. Well, I have a phone number. How do you think people reach me? Matter of fact, one of them has called me. So I know they have my phone number. Because I don't answer the phone. But they do have the phone. Abby has my phone number. Abby has called. So here's the deal. Oh, and then this is where this all went, by the way. Because I live alone, we were having a conversation, apparently while I was fidgeting, and they said, well, now we know where you live. That way, if you don't ever show up to something, we can come find, you know, what's wrong with you, which, you know, could be everything from a cold to death, apparently. And I just don't know if that's what you want in people, coming to try to find you when you're not well. You know, that's kind of like an unannounced drop-by that's no good either. So that pretty much was Saturday night. Now they're going to try the phone numbers. See, now they've found out where I live, and now they're going to try to find out my phone numbers. Now, this is where life is at this point. I can't get invited to the get-togethers, but apparently they can spend time scoping out my address and scoping out my phone number. Well, here's why I'm telling you this story. This is the point of this story. The point is, during this whole Facebook Live, one of them says, I don't remember which, we should do a Facebook Live together. Now, I don't even know how you would do that because it's a camera. I don't even know if you could fit three people in the picture. I guess you probably could. You just have to be, you know, creative about it. Because we've done all the other mediums now. They've been on the radio show together. We've done podcasts together, even though they've never been promoted. And we've never done a Facebook Live. So, since I know that there is the possibility of get-togethers, I think the three of us might do a Facebook Live together. Now, I understand that this might involve me going to one of their houses or them letting me into my, or me letting them into my house, which could be like the apocalypse. But I think it's going to happen because I think that I think it would be interesting. And if I know they're coming, then I won't be fidgety and I won't be sweating. I'll tell you one of the reasons I was sweating Saturday night. It was hot and humid, and I did not have the air conditioning on because Friday night was so cool. I mean, it got down, what was it, like 50 degrees Friday night? So that might have been one of the reasons I was sweating. Plus, doing the Facebook Live, you know, you work up a sweat. You're sitting in front of a computer. You're staring at yourself. You have a light over top of you. You're trying to answer questions. It's a whole type of thing, let me tell you. Now they're claiming they can't invite me because they don't have my phone number. They do have my phone number. Well, Abby has my phone number. I know she does. And I know they have my, they message me all the time. So I know that they could have gotten in touch with me if they wanted to. But again, I'm not angry about that. I'm not angry at all about that. I think that's perfectly fine. You know, I don't in my... If people want to get together, I don't want to crash their party. That's perfectly normal that people want to get together. I'm just saying that how the night transpired was kind of interesting. No, I got a new phone. I didn't get a new number. See, I think there's some confusion here. They think I got a new number. No, I got a new phone. I didn't get a new number. So we're still good there. But here's the deal. So what we're going to try to work toward now is doing a Facebook Live at some point. Now, this could be years from now because we don't do things very well anymore. We used to have a little better, what do you want to say? We were a little better scheduled at one point, but I think now we're going to do a Facebook Live and make it work because I think that'd be interesting. And I think that that the three of us would have to deal with each other on camera. Now, see, that's never happened either. We've done radio, we've done podcasting where people don't have to see us. But to do it on Facebook, people have to see you. So if anybody fidgets or does anything, it's going to be right there for public consumption. So that might be the next step. Or maybe we'll all get together and then I can come back with stories from that. But that was my Saturday night. After spending the day out having a good time, this is how it all wrapped up on Saturday night was what I am going to call a partial stalker situation. Now, I appreciate that these are my stalkers, but that's what I feel like. All right, we're back to the, we're down to the final 10. Does anybody have an opinion on this? Because, you know, when I give you little glimpses into my life like this, I like to hear back from the listening audience. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Also, do you have a friend who would go out and get you a pop early Monday morning, like this friend did this morning, and sit in the parking lot and be here when I got here and be such a nice person? Now, there is a great, great friend. So, do you have any of those people in your life? What do you think of my particular situation over the weekend when it comes to the... Well, like I said, I'm referring to it as a semi-stalker situation, even though clearly I knew who the two people were. You know what it made me think of? It made me think of Halloween. It made me think of Halloween in a big way. And maybe that's why I was fidgety and apparently sweating at the time. Because I felt like, oh man, here these people are coming unannounced. You know, I've always been funny about... Is anybody else funny about having people come over to your house unannounced? Is that just a me thing? Or do other people have that problem? I'm just not a good, you know, old drop-by type of person. I don't know why. It's not like anything's going on. I just... That's a very strange situation. Does anybody like the unannounced drop-bys? 740-383-9944, 51 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. And it was Halloween-ish because it was dark and it was unexpected. And when I think of Halloween, I think of dark and unexpected. And that's what this particular situation was, dark and unexpected. Now, I'm glad I got the time to tell that story this morning, because it was very odd. But now, here's what I think will happen. Now, I'm no genius, but this is what I think will happen. I think from now on, when they get together, they will never tell me that they've gotten together for fear that I will do this again. Because clearly, I'm not being invited to these things. Which, you know, like I say, I have no ill will about that. Because I might not have been able to come anyway, and I'm glad when people get together and have fun and enjoy themselves. But I think I will never hear about it again, and I will never get an invite again because of this particular incident. And I also don't believe that they will ever unannounced drop by, even though I think they like to do things to drive me insane, which it's a short drive some days, no doubt about that. I don't think they would ever do an unannounced drop-by because I don't think they would have anything to say. I think they would think, oh, yes, let's just show up unannounced. But I think once they got there, they would have no... What are they going to do? Get out of the car, come up to the door, knock on the door and say, hello, we're here, we unannounced drop-by, and get back in the car and drive away? You know, that ain't going to work. And I don't think they would have anything to say. Now, I'll tell you what good friends do. Now, here's what good friends do. This is just a little tip. If you're going to unannounced drop by, what you do is you go out and you get a pizza. You go out and you get a pizza, and then maybe you get some beverages, and you show up with that. And then you come in and you say, hey, we were just in the neighborhood. We wanted to, get together with you. Here's some food. Here's some drink. Let's have a nice little get together. Now, that is how you handle the unannounced drop-by. Not, we're just going to unannounced drop-by. So, there are some etiquette lessons when it comes to the Facebook world and the future in general. Now, I appreciate them partaking in the Facebook Live, because who doesn't like that? But, just turned into a little bit of a peculiar situation. All right. Does anybody have anything to say on anything? 6 minutes left in the program today. What an interesting Monday program this has been. 54 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, when I talk about them, I always wish in a way that we would hear from them. Like a call, or maybe one day a visit in the studio, because I really feel that sometimes they think I'm not telling the whole truth of the matter, that I'm not telling the story. And I always feel that people should be given the opportunity to tell what really happened. But, you know, I think they're both kind of scared of the telephone. Now, they could be busy. I'm not saying they're not busy. I know for a fact they stay pretty busy. I'm not saying that at all. But it would be interesting every so often to hear, well, I mean, the one person is doing something right now, but they're alone in a room. I don't think it's illegal to make a phone call for 5 minutes, just to set this story straight. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I think you can make a phone call for 5 minutes. I don't think that somebody's going to come in and slap the cuffs on you. And the other person, I think, got busy, which I understand that. You know, they're doing a very busy job right now. They're at a job that is heavy duty at this particular point. But if you're just sitting there, you know, we like to hear your side of the story. Because I think that people believe that maybe I am not telling the whole truth. But I'm an honest man. Everybody knows this. I would never be dishonest, but that's my perspective. And some of these stories have their own perspectives. Now, that's my perspective on what happened Saturday night. Now, we'll see if we hear anybody else's perspective. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I'm holding off on all the other things that I was going to talk about this morning, and I got some other stuff that I want to talk about. Do want to remind you again that coming up after this program, it's Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp. Now, this morning, it's not Dr. Feynman. It's Patrick Moroniak from the Morning Zoo. And then today at 4:10, we've got Voice of a People with Linda Sims. And at 5:10, we've got the Mike Wilson Show with guest Tim Maseko. So you don't want to miss any of that. Well, you know, they're saying that all my stories have my perspective. Well, of course, that's my perspective. I think that's all stories are from your own perspective. And that's why, have you ever noticed if there's a car crash and you ask two people who saw the car crash, they both give you different stories? Well, that's how I kind of think about these situations with Michelle and Abby, is that they're car crashes. And we all see it from a different way. See, I didn't know till this morning that apparently I was fidgeting with my shirt. Who knew? But now I've learned that I was fidgeting that night. They should have said, "Why are you fidgeting with your shirt?" Now, that's what I would have done. Oh, and here, now I've done it again. You know, now I'll get feedback about this. I'll get feedback about telling this story. Half the people will tell me that I'm a nice, kindly, honest person. And then I'll get feedback who say I'm mean and shouldn't have told the story. But I think the story is worth telling because I think sometimes it's best to talk about what happens in your own life. You've got to share what's going on in your own life. When people show up at your door on a Saturday night unexpected, you got to tell that story. And I always tend to refer to them as them. And they don't like that. They like me to say the name. And I feel bad because I think that I should say the name. It just doesn't come off my tongue for some reason. Well, and they feel that people hate them because I tell my perspective on the air. I don't necessarily know that people hate them. I just think that I thought this story was worth telling. I thought it was a different kind of a night. Now, if we ever get together and have pizza and some kind of beverage, now I'll tell you about that. But again, it'll be from my perspective. Because again, what other perspective do I have? But maybe one day we'll hear from them. They'll carve out a little bit of time in their life to let us know what their perspective is. And that's a good field study in psychology of life. What does one person think happened? What does another person think happened? I don't know. It depends on the day. It depends on the time. So on and so forth. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this little slice of life this morning. Mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp comes up here in about 15 minutes. And then we've got Voice of the People with Linda Sims coming up at 4:10 today. The Mike Wilson Show at 5:10 today, all here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Who knows who will be here tomorrow? I think we've got Tracy Kinsler at 8:15 tomorrow morning, so don't miss that, and a whole host of other things, extravaganzas galore. For this day, for all of us here at WWGH Radio and The Morning Show, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 till 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
What you who were listening today, vest your time and energy.